Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for January 1, 2024. The Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. Today is the octave day of Christmas, and the whole Christendom is also celebrating the World Day of Prayer for Peace. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 16 to 21. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem, and found Mary and Joseph, and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds, and Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in Mary's womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the Gospel today. One thing I like very much with the Catholic Church's liturgical calendar, the year begins with the celebration of the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. For us Catholics, if there is anything or anybody that we have to begin the year with, it is with Mother Mary, the one who gave her fiat at the Annunciation, and the one who accompanied Jesus until Mount Calvary. She will be the one to accompany us in time, symbolized from January until December this year. Another beautiful thing is the celebration of the Church of the World Day of Prayer for Peace. If there is anything that we will have to think about as we begin a year, it will not be any other thing. It will be about praying, especially today, about peace, which is not the only absence of noise, but rather it is when we begin to embrace one another, even the noisy, even the unlovable, and even those in the peripheries. The Gospel today is very particular about these people in the peripheries, because they were given prominence at the birth of Jesus. We are told that the shepherds, these poor shepherds, these poor people in the peripheries, went in haste to Bethlehem, where they found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. And you see, something very beautiful happened after this. When they saw the child, right away they proclaimed what they saw. They announced what has been told to them. They made known the message that was given to them about the child. and all who heard them, who heard these people from the peripheries, who heard the proclamation of these poor shepherds, they were all amazed and presumably they accepted the announcement or the evangelization, quote-unquote, proclaimed by the shepherds themselves. Quoting Isaiah, Romans 10 verse 15 says, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news." Here, how beautiful are the feet of the poor ones, like shepherds, those in the peripheries, announcing the good news.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.